Happy Wednesday, Unwoke Nation, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 52 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I'm your host, Rich, along with my co-host over here, Tim. How you doing, Timmy?
Good, and you, Rich?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Hey, guys, we are seeing our numbers go up. We definitely show appreciation to each and every one of you guys in the Unwoke Nation, not only here in America, but all over the world. And also, definitely want to make sure if you know other people would love to hear from us, or Tim will be able to show you some more information on how to get a hold of us and listen more to our show.
That's right, guys. You can catch us on all the major podcasting channels. We are on Spotify, Apple, Google, Player FM. We are in Amazon as well. So all the major podcasting platforms, guys, we are out there. Do a search for The Unwoke Show. You'll find us. We got a lot of great content out there. We're always interested in your feedback. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. And tonight we are going to talk about Black Retribution.
Oh, this will be an interesting one.
Yep. So, all right, Unwoke Nation, Rich, we're going to get in the Unwoke Nation family truckster, and we're going to head on out to the left coast. Ready, go! So, we're going to take a trip back in time as we're cruising out to the left coast for this one. The year is 1991, so nearly 33 years ago.
Okay.
All right. There's this little known event called Rodney King.
I remember.
Okay. So Rodney King was leading LA police officers on a chase. He finally pulled over. There was somebody out there recording the entire incident. Four LA police officers pulled Rodney King out of his car. He was drunk at the time, and he was beaten.
Mm-hmm.
So then fast forward a year later, the four cops in, that were involved in the beating. And this was, again, the criminal case took place on April 29, 1992. The four white LAPD officers were, acquitted of all charges. Mm-hmm. So for 5 days, LA burned.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you know this or not, if you've been paying attention to the news lately, but, OJ Simpson had, lost his battle with cancer.
Yeah.
And he had, passed away on April 10th. And so you're, everybody's probably saying, why are we talking about O.J. Simpson if we were just talking about Rodney King? Well, you guys are going to have to stay with me on this one. We're going to get there. So, O.J. Graduated USC.
Yep.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
Played football at Buffalo, and then finished up his career in San Francisco, went on to be a commentator for NFL football. Mm-hmm. And then he participated in the Naked Gun series.
Yeah.
And he played the character Nordberg. So at the time, Nicole Brown Simpson and her husband were found dead at their home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. OJ and his buddy Al Cowlings are cruising in the infamous white Ford Bronco.
Yep, I remember it.
Down the interstate, right?
Very interesting summer that night.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So OJ is arrested. He hires Johnny Cochran, and then, you know, the prosecution is Marsha Clark and company, right?
Right.
And so during the entire case, you know, they're going back and forth. You know, did Mark Furman drop the N-word and all that, and right, and was back and forth. And then we come across the famous glove.
Mm-hmm.
demonstration, right? Where OJ stood in front of the jury. Mind you, he had a plastic glove on, and then they asked him to put on the actual black glove that was found at the crime scene. And if you remember Johnny Cochran saying, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit, right? So we have that going on. And then, as I mentioned earlier, OJ's passing. So everybody, I know, stick with me on this. We're going to draw the connections here in just a few minutes. So recently, the website out here called The Wrap spoke to a couple members of the jury. In the O.J. Simpson case. Okay. So there, before I get to that, though, you got to keep in mind for the Rodney King jury, it was whites, Hispanics, biracial, and there was one other group that made up the jury.
Right.
Okay. In the O.J. Simpson case, 90% or no, the bulk of the jury was made up of black folks at the time. Okay, so you're probably saying to yourself, well, why are we talking about juries in two different cases? Yeah, exactly. So as I mentioned before, the Wrap had spoken to a couple of the jurors in the O.J. Simpson case. Now, do you know where you were at when you heard the O.J. Simpson verdict?
Yeah, so I was, I think I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
And I will never forget this story because I was, I remember I was walking from, I think it was like my fifth or sixth period class or something like that. And what they had, so my high school had this kind of like open foyer area. So basically it was outdoors and all, but this particular like kind of area you could walk where you could walk to any of the four, basically say this. So you have your, you had the one place where it had, you know, the four doors you could walk out. So north, south, east, west and all like that. So, and obviously this is about summer and also
right,
at least towards the end of summer when school, I think we were just about to get back in school at that, I think at that time.
Yep. So,
So what I remember, and this is what really, so I remember going to, on my way walking with a couple of friends. And I think what happened was is some of the teachers actually had those TVs. And for those of you guys who were, so if you've in your, if you're in your 40s or 50s, like you probably remember the TVs that used to wheel out and
For they had the VCR hooked to it
and everything. So I remember that, you know, you could sense that there were windows open and everything like that. Because, you know, some of the classes had windows that were in this inside outdoor area. And I remember that to this day, I'll never forget that, I guess, when the verdict was given out that OJ was not guilty, I heard the screeching, like just this scream. You would have thought people were being murdered. I mean, no joke, Tim. I mean, it scared the heck out of me.
Yep.
And I mean, because am I just like, you're surrounded by classrooms and you're walking through this outdoor area with other people across like that. And I mean, it just like, what the heck happened to us? So when we finally got to the lunchroom where that's when I found out from, you know, some of my high school friends, they were like, yeah, they said OJ was not guilty. And I was like, what? It's like, yeah, I mean, it was just a buzz around though, but yeah, that was the moment I found out about it. And I mean, like to see, to hear probably what, 50, 100 some kids, maybe in you know, classrooms or with windows wide open, like that, hearing the verdict all at the same time. Some of them, you know, might say they, you know, were in school, was predominantly white and stuff like that, screaming all at once. Gosh, man, that was.
So I was a freshman in college, and I worked for a office supply delivery business. And I was sitting in this white Toyota pickup truck outside a customer's building, waiting to deliver their office supplies when over the radio it had broken in. I was listening to, I believe, 99 and a half at the time, had broken in getting ready to announce the OJ verdict. And so I'm sitting in my delivery truck and they announce it. And of course I hear Johnny Cochran in the back go, yes. And I'm just sitting there and realizing that this is one of those moments that you will always remember where you were at.
Oh yeah.
Right. When you heard the verdict. Mm-hmm. So, again, oh, Unwoke Nation, stick with me on this. We are getting there, I promise. So, circling back, OJ's not found guilty, okay? And, I mentioned this, the website called The Wrap. If they had interviewed several jurors. And this gentleman interviews juror Carrie Bess, and she says that 90% of jurors were seeking payback. Ooh. For Rodney King.
Wow. I don't know how many of you guys out there who know somewhat about that story, but to hear that that's what they were doing. So it makes you wonder. It's like, so basically what you're saying is, or at least it seemed like it's implying based on this person's response, that they probably thought he might have.
Oh no, they believed, and much to I think America was like, listen, OJ's guilty. The jurors believed that he was guilty, but because it was a mostly black jury, they acquitted him as payback and retribution for Rodney King. Oh my
gosh. That's just, I mean, you guys have heard me say before, I mean, I'm all about the rule of law, and when you have a jury, when you have a jury of your peers that are supposed to come in and be able to be able to give justice,
be impartial. Be impartial. Yeah, right?
Be impartial, and to know that you had a jury that truly, despite anything, believed that, you know, the suspect in question was guilty, but decided to do as you said, you know, as retribution. Mm-hmm. That's not right, man. I wouldn't want that happening. Oh, I don't care, black, white, or indifferent. I wouldn't want that happening to anybody.
So I'm going to read the transcript from this.
Oh, this gets better.
Yeah. So, interviewer, do you think there are members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King? Bess answers, yes. Oh. Interviewer, you do? Bess answers, yes. Interviewer, how many of you do you think felt that way? Bess, oh, probably 90% of them.
Wow. Wow.
Interviewer, 90%, do you feel that way? Bess, yes. Interviewer, that was payback. Bess, uh-huh. Interviewer, do you think that's right? At that question, Bess, throws her hands up. So, Simpson was acquitted in 1995 of killing Ron Goldham and his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, after his lawyers told the jurors, who were mostly African-American, that Simpson was the victim of a racist LAPD conspiracy.
Arrested. Yeah. The case before the thing that, what was it, that
like that sports signing thing I think that happened out in Las Vegas or something.
Yeah,
like
he tried to rob.
Claiming that, I guess, they stole his stuff.
Yeah, and so he did time for that. Simpson was later found liable for their deaths in civil court, and he was sentenced to 33 years in prison in 2007. And sentenced to 33 years in prison in 2007 in an armed robbery in which he said he was trying to recover sports memorabilia that was stolen from him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, that was one of those situations where I think when the case was going on, there were so many people just kind of wondering, because they think about, you know, Mr. Bowman, what he was just there at the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, because I think he was like a waiter or something like that. I don't know if he actually knew Nicole Brown Simpson or whatever. I also respect that we really don't know. So, but he just happened to be in just at the wrong place. It was sad.
Yeah, there was always a lot of conspiracy surrounding that. Some people had thought that maybe it was a mob hit for some reason. I don't know if OJ owed money or something, or something like that. Yeah. So, it's crazy to think that there would be, retribution, really.
Yeah, we've both broken in time here, and so we saw this around this 1993, 1994.
Right.
And it's just not right, man.
No.
It's just not right. I mean, I wouldn't want this to happen to, if this happened to somebody black or whatever, you know. So, I mean, obviously you grew up in towns, you know, where there were many things like lynchings and stuff like that that happened back in the 40s and 50s and stuff like that. And you would have, you know, white Southerners where that would get off when it was blatantly obvious where they might have killed that black person or whoever the case may was. Or so, I mean, I wouldn't want this to happen to anybody regardless of race. And also, but at least she, I take it to she, I think it's like, you know, that they pretty much knew, it was like, no, we fully think he's guilty.
Yep.
Because of this situation and everything going on with Rodney King and all, and I mean, of course, you know, I think I'm sure a lot of people, black, white, and indifferent, were very shocked to sit there and watch this man, you know, being beaten on the LA highway and stuff like that. You know, the policeman practically taking turns,
right,
hitting him while he's on the ground and stuff, and nothing was done about it. I can say for that, you know, as a second, my second experience in this case where I was shocked. I'm thinking to myself, there is no way on the planet these four guys are going to get off. But no, they let two of them technically didn't get off, but the other two did.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, you can't be doing this.
Well, we're leaving a detail out during the LA riots, right? Reginald Denny.
Ah, and that man is always like, you know what? I'll tell you this. Reginald Denny, I do not know. Is he still alive or something like that?
Last it said, mentioned that he was living in Arizona. He had learned to walk again and something else. And so, Unwoke Nation, for those of you who don't know, Reginald Denny was a truck driver driving through L.A. And a group of black individuals had gotten in front of his truck, and they had jumped up on the side of his truck door, pulled him out, and started beating him. And one of the attackers threw a brick at his head.
Yeah. I thought it was one of those things, too. Like, somebody took a fire extinguisher and tried to hit him, or
it
goes to the brick.
Yeah, it was definitely he took a brick, and I mean, he was in the hospital forever and having to learn to walk and stuff again. But, I mean, that just, you know, within that five-day window of violence, you know, again, L.A. being on fire.
Literally. For the second time.
Yeah, for the second time.
Going back to the Watts riots.
Yep. And then you fast forward roughly 3 to 4 years. And I guess in the time, you know, during that time, you know, race tensions are high and stuff like that. But to think that some of the jurors probably believe that he is guilty, but instead are using the trial as retribution. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's just messed up in and of itself, right? Yeah. So, Unwoke Nation, I know we went on a crazy ride on that one. We spanned a few years, but it all tied into together. I think what happened, you know, not only with Rodney King, but with O.J. Simpson and what we found out, really why he was acquitted, I think it's safe to say that it plays into a lot of what is going on in society today that hasn't been resolved. So I don't know if it sways your opinion of the justice system or not, Unwoke Nation, but there you go. I wanted to take you on a little trip and show you how two pseudo unrelated events end up coming together, and would love to get your feedback on this one. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, a pleasure as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. And as always, stay unwoke.
See you guys.